Hey everyone, it's Wobby. The combine is over. It looks like it's still going on, but this interview is going to appear on Vikings.com when the combine is over. We're talking with
Saving
Paul.
The best for last, right, best for last.
That's what we're doing. So, Paul Charchian of Fanball.com joined Voice of the Vikings Paul Allen for 9 to noon Thursday and Friday of the combine. So, they're going to head out here, and I want to ask you, Charch, what did you learn during your few days in Indianapolis at the combine?
We spent so much time talking about what the Vikings need and the positions that they should spend time looking at, Wobby. And what I think we've left with is a pretty clear sense of where the Vikings need to go in the draft if they don't fill holes in free agency. Yeah. Guard, tackle, and defensive tackle next to Linval. Linval's your run-stuffing defensive tackle. They could really use more of a pass-rushing defensive tackle. A Kevin Williams to their Pat Williams, if you will, if you want to go old school. Very, it's not that old, but
very well illustrated.
Yeah, and there's a guy in the draft I like named Harrison Phillips from Stanford. And Harrison's have got a very good track record with the Vikings.
That's very true.
So we've got that going for. He is a pass-rushing, line-disrupting defensive tackle that's built on tackles for loss and sacks. And he should be available right around the Vikings selection at pick number 30, Harrison Phillips. Number two, a Georgia guard tackle. And the Vikings love their flexible offensive linemen, guys who can go to a couple of positions. A guy named Isaiah Wynn, Spurgeon Wynn's son. A lot of people don't know
Get
that.
Get out of here.
No, it's not true.
Okay. You had me
I had you for a second.
Yes.
It'd be unlikely Spurgeon Wynn would yield a 320-pound guard tackle, but, you never know.
The gene pool would suggest that would be an oddity.
Right. It would be unusual. Right. And he is a mauler. He could play guard or tackle. They really think he's going to be a guard. He could play either guard spot. Mm-hmm. They used him. He's a little short. He's 6'2", so he probably would not be a prototypical tackle, but he would be a fantastic guard choice in the Vikings with Joe Berger's situation up in the air. Nick Easton hurt a lot, and I think the play was inconsistent. I think guard's a real position of need for this team, and Isaiah Wynn, a possibility for the Vikings at 30.
So you've really put your focus on, when it comes to the draft, on the big guys, the defensive linemen and the offensive linemen for the Vikings in 2018.
Well, the Vikings' skill position spots are in such good shape.
Yeah.
We've got two great receivers. The quarterback position hopefully will be solved. Mm-hmm. Dalvin Cook is, what we saw was an amazing running back, and really assume he's going to hit the ground running, literally, for this season. And so those positions are squared away, and the Vikings really aren't a team with a lot of needs across the board. They're very select needs. Guard, right tackle, defensive tackle. That's about it. And, get Kirk Cousins under center and away we go.
Yeah, and that was a big part of your guys' conversation on Radio Row. I mean, you had a lot of great guests from Adam Schefter to Adam Kaplan, former Vikings offensive coordinators, current Vikings like Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman, lots of free agency talk here at the Combine.
Yeah, and, because the Vikings don't have a settled quarterback situation, that was half of our talk was just really about four different players.
Yeah.
The three Vikings quarterbacks and Kirk Cousins and the prospects of landing Kirk and whether we want to pay him and what are the trade-offs if you pay Kirk? If we pay Kirk and we can't pay Anthony Barr, is that okay? Can we live with that? Those are the fun things that are going to make this really, this next 2 months will be absolutely pivotal in a way that we haven't seen in maybe decades for the Vikings, because getting this quarterback situation figured out is so important. And if they do decide not to go with Kirk, getting it right to figure out which one of the three current Vikings guys they want to retain, just so important. So this is going to be as fascinating a couple of months as we've had as Viking fans in years.
And that's sort of an underlying aspect of this whole talker with Kirk Cousins is he's not the only good one available. I mean, Case Keenum, the way he played for the Vikings last season was outstanding. Sam Bradford, what he looked like in week one, and Vikings fans and their affinity for Teddy Bridgewater. Yes, there's ambiguity, but the good news is there are some good choices.
There are good choices here, and Sam Bradford, let's remember, he played 15 consecutive games just 1 year ago was able to do that.
Right.
And the one game against the Saints, one of the best quarterback games in the history of Vikings football. It was an amazing game. The Vikings could do a lot worse than having Sam there. What you bring with Sam is all the unknowns and really a necessity to have a backup quarterback who can step in and play good reps. And that brings Teddy Bridgewater into the scenario. And I think Viking fans would feel pretty good if it was Sam as our presumed number one, Teddy is our presumed number two, and maybe there's even a little bit of a training camp battle between those guys to see who's the starter next year.
It's not very often a 13-3 team goes to the combine the next offseason and is the talk of the town. But that has happened here at the 2018 NFL Scouting Combine, and that's good news for people like me and Charch, who talk on the radio and write articles and just have to basically bloviate for days upon days, right? It looked like you guys had a good time doing 9 to noon.
Yeah, and it's not just us. I mean, this is the Vikings quarterback situation's a talker across the league.
Yeah.
You know, this is a fascinating and really very rare situation that the Vikings are in, and so it's not just the Vikings, but all the analysts that we're talking about, they're asking our opinions. I mean, everybody's talking about the Vikings quarterback situation. It's part of what makes it so fascinating.
It is. It's a lot of fun. All right, so for more from Charch, go to Twitter at Paul Charchian, go to fanball.com. And for more coverage of the Combine, stick right here at Vikings.com.